You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. The number of African Americans who own guns is on the rise. According to a 2014 Pew survey, 19% of African Americans said they owned a gun. That's up from 15% in 2013. The National African American Gun Association is a nationwide group. It's based in Atlanta, made up of Black gun supporters. The organization has seen its membership climb to 20,000 members in just 2 years. Philip Smith is the founder and president of the NAAGA, and he is in studio this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How did you actually begin to start the organization?
Yeah, first of all, I did my due diligence. I started researching about the Black history of guns, and there was a lot of history, but it was kind of pieced here and there. Put together a website that I thought resonated with our culture and our community specifically. We are in all 50 states. We have, in terms of membership, we have over 30 chapters, and give you some kind of perspective. Last year, we only had 4 chapters. This year, we have 30. We have 60% African-American women nationwide, and we are consistently on a monthly basis getting more and more Black women enrolling in our organization than Black men. And that was a big surprise for me. I thought more men would be joining, but more women have joined consistently. They're very active, and a lot of the women, I believe, are a lot more detailed in the process of learning about a gun. The machismo is pushed to the side, and women just really want to learn, how do I protect myself at home if I'm a single mom, or I'm just a single lady at home? What steps do I need to take to protect myself?
Last week, the NRA, they held their meeting here in Atlanta. How do you differentiate your organization from groups like the NRA?
The NRA, if you're doing a comparison, we're really totally different because we speak to the issues and concerns that are specifically toward the Black community. As an example, Black shootings, Black men open carrying. We talk about the issues that are somewhat sensitive, but we also give people a perspective that is very unique based on our history and our culture with the firearm.
You mentioned Black shootings. In 2016, July, Philando Castile, as you know, an African-American man was fatally shot by a Minnesota police officer after being pulled over. And according to reports, after being asked for his license and registration, he told officers that he was licensed to carry a weapon, and he did have one on him. And he was shot while reaching for his ID and killed. How do you train members of your organization to deal with something like that and to deal with the police?
Safety is a concern, always. And I say safety first and foremost, you have to know the laws and the rules of handling a gun. But also, you have to know how to interact with the police, especially when you're an African-American male. Let's be honest. There's a different dynamic that takes place when officers typically approach a Black male or Black woman. So we always talk about those things. We were very, very diligent in going over the details, being very careful when you move, handing over the wallet, when to go for the wallet, ask for permission from the officer, that type of thing. This very basic common sense stuff or stuff that you would think would be obvious to someone else, but it typically is not to the officer when they come up to you.
This brings up the whole issue of Second Amendment and African Americans. Do you believe that the Second Amendment is being applied equally to people of color? And what role do you play in that?
I think on paper, it is being applied, but in reality, it is not. When a African American is carrying a gun, is walking down the street, like I've done it before, and someone looks over and says, hey, he's got a gun, there's a different dynamic. A social narrative is automatically spun in a negative way, typically, just to be honest. What we try to do, and our goal is to change that social narrative. And that's a very long process, because what you're talking about, you're trying to change someone's mindset when they look at an African-American male or female. That typically is going to take education, exposure, and quite honestly, just interaction with folks that have typically not interacted with us.
We are right now in a very racially charged climate, very divided politically. Do you think that those are some of the factors for the sharp increase in your membership? I mean, your membership really skyrocketed.
Yeah. I'd be lying to you if I said it. That was not the main thrust of our membership growing. But also, there's two other, I call it a three-headed monster. One is terrorism. We all see the terrorism going overseas, happening overseas and also here in the U.S. But also crime. That's a significant piece. People are concerned about walking to their car. Am I going to get, robbed or beat up or worse or killed? Home invasion, those type of things are some of the other factors. But I'd be lying to you again. The political rhetoric in the last 16 months, 18 months has been so, toxic, for lack of a better word. It has caused people, in regards to what side you're on, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, whatever, it's caused a lot of people concern. Where is the country going? It seemingly has become cool to be a racist. Based on what we've seen, those fringe groups that we kind of thought were going to stay in the shadows forever are now out front and they're bold and they're saying, hey, we are, and it's, you know, this is what we believe, and we're going to really state those beliefs in public very loudly. And that makes a lot of our people in our community very nervous. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the reaction to that is, you know, to say, what can I do to protect myself? And a lot of our folks are getting guns to protect themselves as a precaution.
Philip Smith is the founder and president of the National African American Gun Association, which is based here in Atlanta. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.